Everyone's invited to attend a state send-off for the Lac Parle Valley Boys Golf Team and for Molly Halverson and Kate Alstead as they head to the state golf tournament. The send-off will be on Sunday, June 8th, 5:30 p.m. at the Madison Country Club. So come on out and give them a good send-off to state tournament action. Again, that's Sunday, 5:30 p.m. at the Madison Country Club.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Let's wrap up that Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Bad Boys Tennis Team with Austin Ireland. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Paul.
They're called the Bad Boys, right?
Yeah, bad guys.
Bad guys, okay. All right. Austin, I want to thank you for taking the time this morning because I understand you're getting married today.
It's a big day.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Big day today, so.
All right.
I'm glad I could spend it talking to you, too, and for all the listeners.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time on your wedding day to talk to us on Q92. Who's the lucky lady?
Nora.
Okay. Well, congratulations, to Nora.
Thank you.
So, all right. Big day for you. So, well, let's wrap up that boys' tennis season.
Will do. Thank you. Yeah, it was a good season. Again, this is always fun. It's a really, this is my fifth or sixth year as a head coach. I've been with the program since about 2015, and it's always a pleasure to be around these guys. And, yeah, thanks again to my assistant, Mr. Brandon Hurley. He does a great job. Without him, that makes it life a lot easier. So just glad to have that. We had a good year, though. We had a lot of fun. 6-7 on the year, ended up being the number 4 seed in Section 3A. Got past the first round against YME. We unfortunately couldn't host all year, so we were kind of on the road all year long. And got to the first round of sections, ended up going to the semifinals, which was down in Sioux Falls. That was a lot of fun, but ended up losing to Redwood first round to eventual runners-up 5-2. So a good team we ended up losing to and lost to section champions, but yeah, it's a great season for us. We're in the West Central Conference, not in the Camden. You know, it's kind of a real tough competition there. But
Well, let's talk about some of your players then, especially your seniors, Austin.
Okay, will do. We've got a couple eighth graders. We got Aaron Will, Max Boston, Aaron Leonard for us, played a little bit of varsity for us. Ninth grader, we had Thatcher Johnson. Thatcher's first year out, played some varsity, ended up getting hurt towards the end of the year, but did a nice job in his first year. Another first-year player, Landon Hursom. Landon was on the exhibition JV all year, his first year out. And then we have, Tom Felton, played second doubles for us a little bit, quite a bit all year. Did a nice job. He's been out for first-year players. We had Aiden Menning. He was another first-year player, junior. He played finished the year at third doubles with Cole Percy, his second year out. That was a kind of a strong third doubles team we had towards the end there. And then our one doubles team, they're also juniors. They have Hudson Geezy and Brody Nelson. They did a good job. Got past the first round in individual section tournament. But, yeah, like you said, I really want to talk about is these seniors. We have six seniors, starting with Gannon Andrews. Gannon played third doubles for us quite a bit throughout the year. Gannon's a super talented kid. He's probably the smartest kid on the roster. And, it was a blessing to have him throughout the year. Very coachable. He was actually all-state robotics. He was busy with robotics. He was an all-state programmer for robotics. This kid's got a super bright future, and we'll definitely miss him on the team. Miss seeing him around too. Another senior, Tony Reap. Tony played second doubles with Tom Felton most of the year. Tony was kind of a slice and dice specialist. Had a really good slice. Really had a good serve too. He wasn't afraid to demonstrate and talk to and teach and help coach some of these younger guys. And I really, really appreciate that. You're going to miss having his leadership that he had. And it's a great kid overall. Another guy we have was Brody Boston. He was a senior for us. He played third singles for us pretty much all year. Really matured a lot this year. He's kind of the spark of it, He always kind of started the chants, the pregame rituals, and, you're never sure what the kid was going to come up with. you know, it's fun to have him throughout these years. We're going to miss Jordy Boston. And then we have four singles. Mitchell Myers. Mitchell, the senior, we're gonna miss him dearly. But he kind of represented the grit and grind. You know, he had a torn meniscus and an ankle brace on, too. I mean, he missed their all basketball year. But he came out, and he was able to play tennis this spring. And he gave it all. And there wasn't many kids out there that gave as much effort as Mitchell Myers did. And there's a lot of X's and O's you can coach.
Right.
But I don't think you can coach, you know, hard. That's something that kid had in him. And that's, you know, you can't make the kid want it. Mitchell really wanted to succeed. He really gave it his all. That's hard to, hard to replace and hard to even hard to coach. So he'll be missed, Jeff Dearly. Another senior is one of our captains, Luke Stock. He played second singles for us a lot. Luke's a good leader. He's kind of a quiet leader. He had a good season. Him and Brody Boffin played individual sections, and they were one match away from meddling in the section tournament. He played his heart out, too. You know, he is a good endurance guy. But when you play up a high level, you know, it's always kind of hard to get a lot of wins. So two-year captain was Luke Stock. And then our other captain, he was captain for a couple of years, been on varsity forever, Gunnar Olson. Gunnar was all-conference for the West Central Conference. Luke was honorable mention all-conference for the West Central Conference. I don't want to miss that. Gunnar, he was, you know, represented the school community. I mean, he represented as all well. I mean, everywhere he go, he made you proud. And, I had opposing coaches that were also rooting for the kid. I mean, just a nice guy, just a very, very, you want to date your daughter kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of a Wally Cleaver, good kid, and he's going to be missed. We're fortunate to have, you know, this group of guys. I mean, we have a great group. We have 16 kids out total. It's
good.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to replace them, but just hope they can learn something from us, and I'm glad that we got to spend the last few springs with them. And I feel bad. You know, a lot of those seniors never really got to play a whole lot of home matches on varsity. That's going to change now with the new court. But
that's kind of unfortunate. But, they did it well, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, show to the parents that, coming to all the away matches and stuff. But I think the kids, I think they love the away matches, too. You know, you get to get out early, get out of school early, and go out to eat, you know, versus home matches, you don't always get that. So, it was a fun year. Like I said, we keep growing better. So,
All right. Well, good job there with the wrap up. Anything else you'd like to mention, or we touch on everything there on?
Oh, I could go on for days, but I think there's only a sponsors might pull out. No, I think thanks a lot to the community and the sponsors in this show. It's always the highlight of my spring is, you know, getting to be around, you know, the community and helping these kids get better at tennis and to do the show, too. This is a highlight of my week, kind of, you know, look forward to it. So
okay,
thanks
good.
For Paul and Dick and you guys at the studio. Appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, you know what, Austin? I don't think this is a first for us. We've never interviewed a coach on the day of his wedding. that's a first. I'll have to remember that one for a long time. So.
Yeah.
Well, you awesome. Have a great wedding today, Austin, and congratulations again. And are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, this is my big day too, and I get to spend it talking about something I love, a passion of mine. I love tennis, and I love being around the community. So, yeah, it's starting out to be a great day. I think it's going to finish to be a good day too. So,
okay, real good. Well, have a great wedding day, Austin. Thank you for being on the Coach Show every Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, Austin Ireland, getting married today. And we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
Come on over to Boyd for Boyd Good Time Days, Friday, June 13th, Saturday, June 14th. Friday, it's Shirts and Skins, street dance from 9 to midnight. There'll be barbecue brisket, pulled pork ribs, and all the sides serving from 5:30 to midnight or gone. Saturday, June 14th, the cafe is having a breakfast buffet on Saturday morning from 8 to 11. Don't forget the dart tournament, start time 11:30 on Saturday. That's Boyd Good Time Days coming up Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th. See you there. It's time to rock around the clock Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock as the White Sidewalls return to the Riverview Park stage in Appleton. Swanee and the rest of the band will be playing your favorite hit songs from the 50s and 60s. You'll want to come early as Appleton Area Health will be serving hamburgers and hot dogs beginning at 6 o'clock. Later, during the show, the Appleton Girl Scouts will be serving refreshments. So bring your lawn chair and your blue suede shoes to Riverview Park in Appleton this Tuesday evening to see the White Sidewalls.
Let's take a look at some things going on around the area this weekend. There will be a come-and-go baby shower for Kelsey and Zach Grittmacher at Riverside Town Hall in Dawson from 9:30 to 11:30 this morning. Open house 80th birthday party and dance honoring Dorothy Ottleman will be at Prairie Ballroom by Rosen from 2 to 4 p.m. today. Appetizers and refreshments will be served. Sunday, dance with live music from Julie Lee and the White Rose Band at the Prairie Ballroom at the Red Barn by Rosen from 1 to 4. Sunday, pancake breakfast at the Marietta UCC Church will be going on from 9:30 till 12:30. It's a free will donation event. Montevideo Fiesta Days kicks off on Sunday with a fly-in breakfast at the Montevideo Airport. Everyone's welcome. That'll be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. It's Saturday, June 7th. We say happy birthday today to Pastor Kendall Stelter at Grace Lutheran in Dawson, Alan Salty in Canby, Annette Hassenstab Thompson at Old Barn Antiques in Madison with a birthday Saturday. Happy anniversary to Dave and Colleen Faldus. And a happy 50th wedding anniversary on Saturday to Julia and David Dove. Sunday, happy birthday to Jody Fernals Jostock, Dan Bremsa, Black Barrel County Sheriff Alan Anderson, and Pat Moe. I hope you all have a great day and a super weekend.
I'm senior outfielder Zoe Doctor and the Lac La Parole softball team. Thanks to Dugout Club's home run sponsors for their support for our program. I would like to thank Cargill, Clean Sight, Healing Journey Massage by Sue, and Bellingham Legion Post 441.
I'm senior second baseman Kayla Jan, and I would like to thank Lovickson Tiling, Zarbrook Funeral Home and Cremation Service, Dominic Fernals, Fernals Concrete, Appleton VFW Post 4955, and Blake and Ramona Dineen.
I'm senior first baseman and outfielder Jalen Lee, and I would like to thank Clement Electric, Prairie Sun Bank, the Dryer Doctors, Martinson Q92 FM Radio.
I'm senior shortstop Brandon Meyer, and I would like to thank Tim and Sherilyn Meyer Farms, Home to Home, Appleton Dental Care, and the Appleton Sportsman's Club.
I'm senior pitcher and outfielder Val Piotr. I'd like to thank Piotr Construction, Holly Rod and Gun Club, Kibble Equipment, and Appleton Veterinary Clinic.
I'm senior third baseman Kendall Shelstead, and I would like to thank Triggested Pioneer Seeds, Madison Chiropractic Center, Traeger Seeds, Joe and Deb Schreier. We thank the Home Run Club sponsors and all donors for supporting our Lac La Parole softball team.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to visit with Scott Sawatsky, Lac La Parole Valley softball coach, and wrap up that season this morning. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. Are you ready for lake life and summer life?
Well, yeah, a little bit. There's still a lot of school stuff to be done and a lot of softball to be coached and played. So, but, yeah, we try to squeeze a little bit of that in as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you go right into the 14-year-olds during the summer, don't you?
Well, yeah, the 12 U's and the 14 U's and the 18 U's. So we get all these kids playing as much ball as they can in the summer and coming out to skills days on Tuesday and Thursday mornings and then practices throughout the week. And so I'm grateful that they're willing to be as committed as they are. And that's part of the successes that we've had.
That's right. All right, let's wrap up that Lac La Parole Valley girls softball season then.
Sounds good. Well, I'll just kind of go through some stats for you real quick here of each of our players, and we'll start off just kind of by number. So Maya Swatsky, she didn't get a ton of at-bats in. We had a pretty stout lineup. I was just figuring some stuff out for our banquet. I don't know where the heck my notes are on that, but our team batting average, well, here it is here. Our team batting average on the year was .343.
Wow.
And we averaged 10.24 runs a game. So, our lineup from top to bottom was pretty loaded. So as an eighth grader, she didn't get a lot of opportunities to hit for us. But she had 12 at-bats and 14 plate appearances, so her batting average was 167. Had a couple hits on the year, three RBI, scored three runs. Kayla Jan had a very productive year. We moved her to the four spot. She's been the number two hitter for the last couple years, but she had 94 plate appearances, 78 at-bats. She hit 282 for us. But the big thing is she had 28 RBIs and scored 23 runs. So she was our RBI leader and just really came up in big moments for the year. And as you know, Kayla, she's a small girl. So for her to be in that number four spot, she was highly productive. Brandy Meyer, she's a senior for us too. She had 90 appearances with 66 at-bats. Her batting average was .348. With an on-base percentage of .533, so she was on often. She had 23 hits on the year, 23 RBIs, 28 runs, and had 18 stolen bases. Raya Borsted, she is kind of a jack-of-all-trades for us. She can play any of our outfield positions really well. She had 57 plate appearances, 42 at-bats. She hit .238 on the year. And had 10 RBIs and scored 15 runs. Jalen Lee has been our leadoff hitter. She's another senior, just excellent on the bases. She had 97 plate appearances, 80 at-bats. She hit .300 for us with an on-base percentage of .411. Had 24 hits on the year with 18 RBIs and scored 34 runs with 22 stolen bases. So, like I said, she's a juggernaut when she gets on the bases. Aiden Bond was a freshman for us, one of our catchers who really flowed into that position nicely. She split some time with another ninth grader, but Ava had 54 plate appearances, 41 at-bats, ended up hitting .293, really got hot at the end of the season, had an on-base percentage of .453. She's very disciplined, doesn't swing at bad pitches very often. She had 12 hits on the year, 12 RBI, scored 21 runs, and had 8 stolen bases. She's going to, you know, right now in summer ball, we've got her leading off for us. So just has some great instincts on the bases. Callie Kahn, she's a junior for us, had 87 plate appearances, 74 at-bats. Had a great year hitting .324, an on-base percentage of .414. Had 24 hits. Out of those 24 hits, 11 of them were doubles. Wow. So she's a strong girl, hits for power, had 19 RBIs, scored 25 runs, and also had 16 stolen bases. Greta Fernholz didn't get many at-bats for us, but when she did, she made the most out of it. She had 8 plate appearances, 8 at-bats, had 3 hits, so she ended up hitting .375 on the year, and with a couple stolen bases, scored 3 runs. Eva Traeger was our other catcher. Her and Aiden Bond had split some time. Eva did a great job behind the plate for us. We're going to start sliding her into second base. She had an outstanding game the other day in our first summer league game without any practice really there. She just has the instincts, and so I was very impressed with how she did there. On the season, Eva had 27 plate appearances, 20 at-bats, and hit .500. She had a great year. So she was 10 for 20 for us with an on-base percentage of .630. Had 8 singles, a double, and a triple, 6 RBIs, and 11 runs. So we're looking for some big things for her as she continues in her young career here. Sadie Zarbuck was a freshman. Didn't get a lot of playing time at the varsity level, but it has impressed us enough to get a taste of at least the varsity uniform. So she was had 5 plate appearances, 4 at-bats, and did not have a hit in those 4 at-bats, but, you know, showed some strength and swings a strong bat. So when we see her in practice, we're excited. She had an outstanding first game in our summer league at third base. We played against Lakeview, and they've got some slap hitters, some bunters, and she was phenomenal. So I'm super excited about the future there.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Whitnables, a sophomore for us, was a sophomore for us. She, too, mainly JV, we're prepping her for the future here. She'll be our future shortstop. She had 13 plate appearances, 10 at-bats, had one hit, so her batting average was 100. She swings it really well. I love her swing. She just, we need to get her that confidence and the exposure to varsity level pitching, and she'll be just fine. She scored 5 runs for us on the season. We're looking for good things there. Val Piotr is another one of our seniors. I tell you what, I couldn't be happier for how this season has gone for her, really in all facets. She didn't swing the bat as well as a junior, but I tell you, she came into this season and tore the cover off of the ball. She had 76 plate appearances, 57 at-bats. She hit .368 for us with an on-base percentage of .507, 21 hits on the year. She had 15 RBIs, scored 24 runs, and had 15 stolen bases. And just for a long part of the season, she was hovering around that .500 mark. It was phenomenal. And she was hitting, she had 8 doubles on the season and 2 triples. So was hitting for power as well. Then we have Kendall Shellstead. She is another one of our seniors. And I tell you what, I don't know that I have offensively seen a year that she put together. And it didn't matter what pacing, whether it was the best pitcher in the conference or some that maybe weren't as strong, she was a force to be reckoned with. She had 96 plate appearances, 77 at-bats. She hit .519 on the year, and that .519 is legit. A lot of times you'll see people that monkey with their stats a little bit or give hits when they shouldn't be hits. And our statistician, we've got her trained right, so she knows what a hit is, what an error is, what a fielder's choice is. But Kendall was an absolute beast at the plate and an incredibly tough out. Her on-base percentage was .615. She had 40 hits on the year, 28 of them doubles, 28 of them singles, 9 doubles, 3 triples, and 26 RBIs. She scored 37 runs. She was on the bags all the time and had 17 stolen bases. Just a heck of an offensive year. Zoe Doctor is another, the final senior I'll talk about, and she is our center fielder. She's another one that really didn't swing it very well last season as a junior. That was a weakness. And all of a sudden, something clicked in her swing over the summer. And she absolutely just was an animal. All year long, she just her a short, compact swing, and she had 80 plate appearances, 70 at bats. Ended up hitting .386 on the year, with a .463 on base percentage. She had 27 hits, 20 of them were singles, and 7 of them were doubles. Had 25 RBIs, and scored 24 runs, and had 10 stolen bases. So, just a really outstanding offensive year for Zoe. And then last, we had 8th grader Maddie Geiser. Maddie was primarily a JV player, but again, we're looking for her to get reps and get ready at the varsity level now that Jalen has graduated. And Maddie had 12 plate appearances, 9 at-bats. She had 3 hits, so she hit .333 with an on-base percentage of .500. 2 singles, 1 double. Had 4 RBIs and scored 2 runs. Maddie's got some good pop in her bat, so we're looking for big things down the road from her. So that would be our offensive stats, and then I thought I'd quickly buzz through our pitching stats, too.
Sure.
When we're scoring over 10 runs a game, the key is to not allow the other teams to be in a similar frame of mind. So our pitchers, all 3, did an outstanding job this year. Maya Swatsky was our leading pitcher with 74 innings pitched. She was 7-3 on the season, had 105 strikeouts and 25 walks. So a nice little 4-1 ratio there. A 1.986 ERA. Greta Fernholz stepped in. Maya was out for a couple weeks, and so primarily Greta had thrown on JV, but when she stepped in, she just did an outstanding job for us. She ended up throwing 22 varsity innings this year, was 4-0 in her stint, and had 19 strikeouts to 4 walks. So did a really nice job with control. Greta has some great spin on her ball, and it really has a nice downward drop to it, and it baffles hitters. So her ERA was 2.227, and hitters only hit 159 against her. So it just really did some good stuff there. And then lastly, Val Piotr, our senior, she threw 49 and a third innings. Her record was 8-3 on the year. She had 30 strikeouts and 18 walks, and her ERA was 2.412, and batters hit 252 against her. All three of our pitchers really have outstanding stats and put us in a position to win every single game. Statistically, I'll be honest, it was an outstanding year for us.
It was. Yeah, and those six seniors you mentioned, Scott, I'm not sure. They started on varsity young, too, didn't they, and put a lot of time into the softball program.
Yeah, I'm not even quite sure I'm ready to talk about our seniors because it still hasn't quite hit me that they're going to be gone. But it's been a fun run with them. Most of them have been starting since, in some capacity, since they were sophomores. Zoe is the one. She began starting as a junior. Kendall was a starter as a freshman on our section finals team. So, yeah, they've got some great experience. The IQ is through the roof. They just pick things up so quickly. They're athletic. They're intelligent young ladies. And overall, they're just good people. Certainly going to be missed. The vibe in our first game was different. I think we're all in our first summer game. We're all getting used to not having them there, and who's going to step up in different roles. And it's just part of the process, right? Like now we do it all over again. But I tell you, it's sure been a heck of a run with them, and they're going to be missed for many reasons. Number one, their softball skills, of course, but number two, just their personalities and who they are as people. I truly am grateful to have had the opportunity to coach them.
Right. And like you said, you got some really talented girls coming back too, don't you?
We do. I tell you, you know, our feeder program is really doing some nice things. And I think one of the great things that builds a program is competition within the program. And it's not that our girls are I don't know how to say it, but they're all for each other. They're rooting for each other, but they know that to be able to get that playing time, they've got to get better every single day. And they also know that just because they have a spot doesn't mean they're going to keep that spot, because there's a lot of young athletic girls that are kind of breathing down their neck wanting playing time. And I think that just helps to take us to continue to take us to another level.
Okay. You had some coaches that helped you through the year here.
You know what, and I couldn't do it without them. I am so grateful. First of all, I've got Ryan Lee as my assistant, and the time he puts in, the attention to detail. If I could go back and look at my text chain that I have with him, we're constantly communicating about batting order, positions, just all sorts of strategy, all sorts of different things. And having another knowledgeable set of eyes in the dugout with me is so appreciated. I might not be seeing something, and he'll just say, like, hey, you think we should, do we have, is our outfielders too deep? Are they in too far? You know, whatever. Should we play the infield in? Just, it's really nice to have that presence with me. And so I'm hopeful he's helping me out with summer ball this summer and as much as possible. And I'm hoping I can sweet talk him into continuing to hang with me, even though Jalen's graduated. So he's a definite asset. Ryan Grunholz is another volunteer that we have, and he comes and primarily works with our catchers and has done an outstanding job with that since he's began with us. The kids love him. He's got a fun personality, and he's super knowledgeable, and he still can physically demonstrate what's going on, so he's been an asset too. Johnny Garibay is our JV coach. He does a lot of work with our outfielders when we're together, has some great drills and ideas there, but is willing and capable to do anything that is asked, and then Sidney Clark is our a former Lacaparo player and a very good player, is our C squad coach, and it's just sure nice to have her in there, relating to the young girls and developing those skills. So I'm very appreciative of the team of coaches that we have.
All right, anything else you'd like to mention before you finish it, wrap it up here?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to have our banquet to really on Thursday, June 12th, to close things up. We'll see. One of the ideas that was thrown out there is a possible daughter versus parents softball game after the banquet out on the field. So
nice.
We'll see how that goes. But I'll tell you, some of our boys' baseball players wanted a crack in the cage against our pitchers, and I think a few of them found some new respect for how talented these girls are. It was kind of fun to see. I even got a nice compliment from Landon Weber that I really appreciated.
Okay.
He said, I have a newfound respect for these players. So I think sometimes the game's easy to watch in the stands, so it might be fun to give our parents a taste of how talented these young ladies really are.
That's right.
And then it's just crusher ball, a lot of tournaments, a lot of games, and a lot of reps.
All right.
So, yeah.
And, what do you got? And like you said, you're already into the summer season with the girls, huh?
We are, yep. And we have our Milan Legion crusher teams. They sponsor our 12U, our 14U, and our 18U teams. And we'll have tournaments. Our 12U goes to three tournaments. They go to Redwood on June 14th, Bold on June 21st, and then Morris on July 11th. Through the 13th. Our 14U girls go to Redwood on June 28th and then to Morris on July 11th through the 13th. And then our 18U varsity girls go to Watertown on June 20th through the 22nd, Laverne on June 28th through the 29th, and then Morris on July 11th through the 13th, and then play. There's a league game every week, too. So we get about another season in over the summer.
All right, yeah, that's a lot of softball. You gotta play a lot of softball, right, to be successful.
We do.
I think.
We do, and I hope they love it as much as I do.
Yeah, I can tell you, one of the most successful softball programs around, Scott. You guys do a great job. So,
thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. I appreciate your coverage, Paul.
Yeah, I enjoy covering softball and following the Eagles. That's for sure. So. All right. Well, you have a great summer, Scott, and we'll talk to you next spring then.
Awesome. Can't wait.
All right. Scott Swatsky, head coach of the Lacaparo Valley softball team. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
It's Dawson's 38th Annual Riverfest Celebration, Wednesday, June 25th through Sunday, June 29th. Fun for the entire family. There'll be volleyball, softball, baseball, kickball, cornhole, dancing, music, parade, vendors fair, car show, and much more. For a complete listing of events and Riverfest activities, pick up a Riverfest brochure at a local Dawson business or check out the DawsonMN.com website or Dawson Riverfest Facebook page. All events are subject to change. For up-to-the-date information or weather-related changes, check our Facebook page or local radio stations. Dawson's 38th Annual Riverfest Celebration, Wednesday, June 25th through Sunday, June 29th. Don't you dare miss it.
For information on other happenings around the state, check out exploreminnesota.com.
Hi, this is Paul from Schwendy's Garden Center in Madison, Minnesota. We have our June store-wide sale starting now, where we have this week, we have 20% off everything in our store from Tuesday, June 3rd through Friday, June 6th. On Saturday, June 7th through Monday, June 9th, everything will go up to 30% off. That's plants, outdoor furniture, flower pots, anything that we have in the store will be 20% off Tuesday through Friday and 30% off Saturday through Monday. We also have new store hours now Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 3, and Sunday from 12 to 3. So catch our store-wide clearance sale at Schwendy's Garden Center this week in Madison, Minnesota. Thanks for shopping Schwendy's.
Family to the 79th Annual Crystal Springs Rodeo, where this year, thanks to Lorenzen Equipment, kids 12 and under are free. Get your tickets now for the number one family event of the summer at crystalspringsrodeo.com. June 25th through the 28th, come to the most natural rodeo bowl, 7 miles northeast of Clear Lake, South Dakota. Be here for a wild Wednesday night with extreme bulls. Then catch pro rodeo action Thursday through Saturday with free concerts nightly. Get tickets at crystalspringsrodeo.com.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coach Show. Let's wrap up that Lacaparo Valley baseball season with head coach Darby Biergun. Good morning, Darby.
Morning, Paul.
Well, yes, baseball season's done, softball season's done, and then are you ready for summer?
We're moving on to summer. Yeah, it could happen pretty quick.
That's right. Season goes by fast, like we always talk about every Saturday, right?
Yep. It seems like it takes forever to get here, but then once you get into it, it goes by really fast.
All right. Well, tell us about how the season went for you guys then.
Sure. Season this year, you know, we didn't really know what we had coming back since our state appearance the year before, and we lost quite a few seniors. And beginning part of the year, we just kind of had to find ourselves and see where everybody fell into place. And started out kind of slow. I think we started at one point, I think we were maybe 3-6 or 3-7, something like that. And then we got on a little bit of a hot streak. We were kind of coming into our own. Everybody kind of started recognizing their roles. And I think we ended up with going on a 7-game win streak at one point, and we finished the season 11-8 overall. That's including playoffs. Ended up fourth in the conference, which, you know, at the beginning we didn't know where we would end up, but that finishing strong like we did helped us climb up the ladder a little bit. And with a little bit of help, we were even thinking that we might have been able to get a 2-seed in the section playoffs, but that help didn't come, and we ended up with a 4-seed in the playoffs, and ended up going 2-2 in the playoffs, beating Canby in the first round, losing to Dawson. Then we beat McRae, and then lost to Dawson one more time to end our season, and with an 11-8 overall record. And you look at it and you think about how fast it went, like we just talked about, you realize how you had people step up into those roles that we really didn't know was going to happen, and that was fun to see. And as a coach, it's always interesting to see where the season is going to start and how it's going to play out. And now when you look back and reflect on it, it's not really what you kind of expected. So, which is good, and, you know, which is a good thing, because people stepped up into situations that you didn't expect before the season started. This year we had quite a few seniors, so I'd like to take the time to thank them and go through each one and talk about their positions and whatnot. So yeah. We'll start out with number one, Tygan Alpress. He came out for baseball again now his senior year. Last year he took the year off and ran track, so we were happy to see Tygan come back. Number two, Tyler Earp. He was an outfielder mainly for us. He pitched a little bit. Number four was Brock Bjerneld. He was our pitcher and first baseman. He's going to be playing baseball at Crown College next year down in the city's area. Number five is Dylan Kimig. He was our shortstop and pitched a little bit. He's going to be playing baseball next year at North Dakota State School of Science. Number six was Davis Patzer. He was an outfielder and played some infield for us and also pitched, and he's going to play baseball at Ridgewater next year. Number seven was Brendan Sherb. Brendan's a guy that... you didn't have to tell him to do stuff. He's the number one cheerleader, and he was the guy running to get equipment before he was told, taking care of the field before he was told. So I really appreciate Brendan being on the team and understanding what needed to be done. He's the guy to go do it. Number 19 was Landon Weber. He was our catcher. Webb is solid behind the plate most of the year. He always was trying to beg for some outfield spot, but we liked him behind the plate. Number 22, Baxter Kalloff, played outfield and pitched for us, gave us some good innings. And number 23, Matt Arndt, was an outfielder, and he gave us good innings on the mound also. Those were our seniors, so we'd like to thank them for the years that they put in for our program. And I want them to make sure that they thank their parents for introducing them to the game, because if it wasn't for the parents, then they wouldn't be playing for us, and they brought them a long ways. And we'd also like to thank the parents for everything that they've done through the years. Seniors and juniors and sophomores, everybody in the baseball program, but just recognize their parents and everything that they've done for our program. We appreciate that. Our juniors on the team this year, we only had three: Nolan Smith, Brant Schomer, and Malcolm Lilliard. So we're looking for them to step up next year as seniors and take the reins, so to speak. And then we had some sophomores on the team. We had Gavin Mortensen played, came up about halfway through the year. Grant Bierke was kind of the Swiss Army knife. He kind of did everything we asked him to do, played different positions. Jace DeLean came up at the end to run, and Gavin Meyer played third and pitched quite a bit for us. And then we brought Kaysen Heineke up for playoffs also to help us catch. And the other thing we never really thought about is we brought Kaysen up in case there was bus issues. He could help us fix the bus if we ran into problems on the road. So it was nice to have Kaysen with. Yep. So, yeah, that was our team for playoffs. Like I said, overall, our batting average for the year, this is something we really wanted to work on, was .289. So as a team, we were pushing .300. We had several guys above right around .350 or higher. We had a total of 109 RBIs, which was awesome. That's a good number. Our runs were 154. One thing that we like to pride ourselves in is our base running. We had 94 stolen bases. Dylan Keimig led the way with 21, and then we had other people right around the 10 and higher number. You know, our biggest bat on the year would have to be Brock Bjornholt. He batted .400. He had three home runs, a possible fourth that was called back for a triple, if you remember that early in the year. So, yeah, we had, like the seniors were talking about, the top of our order, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they all batted 300 or higher with multiple RBIs and extra base hits. So it's going to be tough to replace those guys, but looking forward to Sue's going to step up next year. On the mound, for our team ERA, we are 409, and our WHIP, which is walks and hits and innings pitched, is 186. So 1.86, so that was a good WHIP number. Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at for the season wrap-up, Paul. I'd like to thank all the parents once again and the fans and both Madison Baseball Association and Appleton Baseball Association. They had the fields ready to go for both all the games that we're playing on both sites. And if you haven't been over to Appleton lately, you should try to get over there and take a peek at that field. They have done wonderful things over there. It's really come a long way. So their association's really stepping up and doing a great job over there. I'd also like to thank my coaches. At the varsity level for me was Josh Benson. He was my assistant varsity. I lose track of how many years Josh has been there. I know it's the high 20s, 28 or 29. I do know that the years coaching he has in will have its own insurance. So can't go on anybody else's insurance. It's that many years. Braden Kittleson was our JV coach, and Mark Bjornholt was another assistant volunteer coach at the varsity level. And at the junior high level, we had big numbers down there. We had Brian Moen and Ryder Drugsma coaching down at the 7th and 8th grade. So really appreciate those guys stepping up and putting the time in and helping our junior high kids along.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what were some memorable games for you, Darby? Some,
you know,
season.
Yeah, there was several. I mean, you know, I think I've told you guys in the past that it's hard for me to play back each game.
It's, yep, they all kind of mesh together.
Yeah, right. They do. They go so fast. The Dawson games are always close. I really enjoy playing against them. It's a good battle between us. They know us. We know them. And it's always hard fought games there. I have to, one weird thing, you know, you go to the ballpark and you don't see something every day. It was a home run that was called back for a triple. That was the first time I'd ever seen that. There was a lot of good things that happened throughout the year that's very memorable. I just have to look at each game and it all meshes together, like you said.
Yeah, a bunch of great kids too, right?
Yeah, we're sorry to see these guys move on, but wish them the best in their next endeavors and know they'll do great things, and they're always welcome back to come back and help us out or cheer us on or whatever they would like to do.
All right, real good, Darby. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Paul, and thanks, Q92, for all the coverage and doing the morning coaches show in the morning and all that good stuff.
All right, we'll do it all over next spring then.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks, Darby.
Yep, thanks, Paul.
Darby Biergon, head coach of the La Caprile Valley baseball team. We'll take a break, come back with more of the coaches show after this.
Come on over to Camby for Hat Days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 13th, 14th, and 15th. All activities are located in Central Park unless noted otherwise. Saturday, it's the vendor fair from 9 to 2, and of course, the big Hat Days parade Saturday, June 14th, 3 o'clock. Listen for live broadcasts from Central Park right here on Q92. And then Sunday's the big Father's Day air show at Myers Field. That'll start at 1 o'clock. Check out CambyChamber.com for all the activities during Camby's Hat Days. Coming up June 13th, 14th, and 15th. See you in Camby.
Sunday's Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
This week's special is at the Country Butcher in Dawson. $10 off Redhead cheeses, a savory deal you can't miss. Bonguard's butter, only $4 per pound, perfect for all your cooking needs. Don't wait, these deals won't last long. Stop at the Country Butcher today and stock up on your favorites. Country Butcher is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday 9 to 1, and closed Sunday and Monday. The Country Butcher in downtown Dawson, owned and operated by Kip Stender.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Culture Show. Like we said at the beginning of the show, the no report on the boys and girls track or boys and girls golf, but Paul Ramo has some information for next week's event.
Yeah, we've got state golf coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday at Pebble Creek and Becker. I'll be up there covering that for good. 2 days. Good. One of my favorite things to cover. And, of course, the La Caprile Valley boys team of Carson Besson. I think this is Carson's fifth time.
Right.
Griffin Kranz, Noah Arndt, Caden Stender, Gavin Carl. Gavin also runs track. And Aaron Bond. So that's the La Caprile Valley boys team competing at state. And then on the La Caprile Valley girls, Kate Alstead and Molly Halverson. Then we're also following the Dawson boy girls team, Laura Schreier, Claire Stratmon, Kyler Yomlin, Alyssa Swazinski, and Lindsay Lund. And then Camby's Maddie Richter. And we'll be covering her as well. On the boys' side, Camby's Jack Abrahamson and Minnesota's Owen Gallagher. So a lot of things to cover at state golf. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. That's right.
And then we got state track happening, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I believe.
Right.
And that's where?
St. Michael, Albertville.
Yeah, St. Michael's, Albertville. And we got La Caprile Valley, Dawson, Boyd's, Biggie. Bryn will run in the 800. And Brayson Boyk. You've heard of him before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
He's in the triple jump, the high jump, and the long jump.
Wow.
Three events at state. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So congratulations to Brayson and Bryn for that.
Yeah, that's right.
So a lot of things happening this coming week.
That's right. And also mention this is the last high school culture show. Next week, Paul will start with the Saturday morning amateur and American Legion, Junior Legion baseball show. So keep that dial tuned to Q92 every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Yep. And then back in first part of August, we'll start up with the high school show again.
Start talking high school football, can't we?
Yeah, fall sports. So, okay, we'll end with a couple of jokes here, Dick Newman's sick jokes. If there's one thing in the world that always gives me butterflies, it's caterpillars. Son, I have some things to tell you, but it really hurts to say it. Oh my gosh, said Dad, what is it? Well, I have a sore throat. Well, thanks for listening, as you do every Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
The time is 9:57. Great music for Madison, Canby, and Ortonville on Q92, 92.1 FM.